Hi, folks. This is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. And I'm here in Hangar B in front of the Collier County Airport Authority. Collier County has some really interesting places to visit, so go ahead and fly in there sometime. We're going to speak with Chris Curry, who's with Collier County, and discuss a little bit about their airports and what's in the area there. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Good. Collier County. Now, I notice you have quite a few things to do at some of these airports and places like Immokalee. What's near there?
Well, the Immokalee Casino is located close to the Seminole Casino, which is about 5 minutes away from the airport. And the casino will provide some transportation from the airport. There's also courtesy cars available at the airport that one can access the casino that way. And they have poker, blackjack, and slot machines at the casino.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the airport till we go into the casino there. What type of services are there? I know you have three airports. So let's look at Immokalee first.
Okay. Well, at the Immokalee airport, we have Enterprise Rent-A-Car. We're a general aviation airport, 2 5,000-foot runways, and we provide avgas and jet fuel to users of the airport.
Okay, great. How about tie-downs for overnight?
Yes, we have tie-down for overnight services as well.
Okay, great. Now, is there a local FBO there or a few FBOs on the field?
Well, the FBO at all three airports in Collier County is the Collier County Airport Authority.
Great. Now, the other airports are Everglades. Is it Everglades City or Everglades Airpark and Marco Island Airpark?
Yes, they are. Marco Island Airport is located about 2 miles from Marco Island, and we do a lot of large business jets at that particular airport. 1 5,000-foot runway, a brand new taxiway, and we serve avgas, jet fuel, and have overnight tie down. Everglades City is a much smaller airport. Primary focus is ecotourism. Runway length is 2,500 feet, and it's a very tranquil type airport.
Now, if they go into, let's look first at Everglades. Say I want to go in and get a bite to eat. Is there any place in the area we can fly in for that $100 hamburger?
Well, most restaurants in Everglades City will pick you up. They will pick you up and provide transportation. We also have bicycles that are available for rent if you want to ride into the city, which is really not that far from the airport.
So say I stop there, I can just pick up a bicycle and pay the money there. How much are the bicycles?
I'm not sure how much they are, but it's very minimal.
Okay, great. So that sounds like a lot of fun, the ecotourism, the Everglades City. That'd be so cool. Now, Marco Island, say they want to go to Marco Island from the airport. How would they get there?
Well, we have Enterprise Rent-A-Car available, plus we also have courtesy cars. The courtesy cars have a time limit, so you can get a courtesy car long enough to go and pick up lunch, but I would suggest if you're staying for a longer period of time to get a rental car through Enterprise.
And Marco Island's great. I think it's a beautiful area. There's a lot more resorts and that type of thing. Everglades City, like you said, is just like this really tranquil area. And I really enjoy flying over those areas. Haven't been able to fly in there yet, so I'm hoping to get down there. I do have a friend that's there and absolutely loves it. Let's get back to Immokalee. Immokalee is it's located in more central area, correct?
Yes. Immokalee is located about 45 minutes from Naples and maybe 35 minutes or so from Fort Myers.
Okay, great. And that's where they can get somebody to pick them up from the casino and get over to the casino and have a great time there. Do they have food over at the casino, do you know?
Yes, the casino has two really nice restaurants. One specializes in sandwiches and the other is more of a more elaborate dinner type menu.
Okay, for us, the general aviation pilots that love to get the $100 hamburger, we have the Everglades Air Park. We could actually walk to some of those restaurants from what I've heard. They're easy to get to. Immokalee, of course, they might pick you up to the casino and go there. And then you have Marco Island where you could pick up, say, a rental car or possibly, like you said, a loaner car. How about some of the other things that they can do while they're in those areas? Are there any other type of tourism that you might want to promote here?
Well, here's one I would especially like to promote with Immokalee, which is airboats and alligators, and they can go to Lake Trafford and take an airboat ride and see all the wildlife they want to see. Again, we have the casino, which we've already talked about, And that's about all I can think of right now at Immokalee.
Now, say folks want to know more and they want to go to find you folks. Where can they find you, say, online?
Well, they can go to the Collier.gov website and access the airports, whether it's Marco, whether it's Immokalee or Everglades City. And again, for us, being at Sun and Fun, we're here to market all three airports, but especially we'd like to market Immokalee because this is a really a public-private collaborative partnership with the casino, who's having the Balloon Over Paradise event April 13th through the 15th.
Wow, that looks really cool. I definitely suggest people to go to that. Love balloon events. And so the 14th to 15th, they're going to have John Anderson's going to be there and also have the casino being represented there at the airport. So that should be a wonderful event. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the Collier County airports or things they can do?
Well, we are a growing and progressive airport system, and we are here to encourage more users to visit Collier County, take advantage of everything that the county in general has to offer. So this is our first step to really try and advance the airports in a more public way.
Well, great. Thanks for talking to us today. And if you're from Swanky Hotels all the way to Echo Tourism, Collier County Airport has it. Thanks again. And they'll be here today. You'll be here for the whole event. And at the Collier County Airport Authority booth here. And we sure do appreciate your talking to us. This has been Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast and reporting for Sun and Fun Radio.